Welcome back to Making Marriage Great on the Bushnell Project. This is John Bushnell. So glad that you've joined me and looking forward to answering some of the comments or talking with some of you guys. We've got a marriage conference coming up at our church in a couple of weeks, and Beth and I are really excited about doing that. Maybe more me than her, as I don't mind being in front of a crowd, and it's not her forte, but we are excited to be able to be used by God in that. So if you're in the area where we live, then you ought to be out there for that. Want to continue on with this whole theme from 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 3, 4, and 5. And I won't read it today, but just to dive right into what I think are some practical things. So we as men, I was talking a little bit yesterday about how we have to guard our hearts and watch for lust and how we have to cherish our wife. And I think paying attention to her, making her feel that she is really important in our lives. And this is harder sometimes when there's lots of young children, when you're really busy with work, a career, building a business, whatever that might be, that can draw a lot of your energy and your creative energy. And when you come home, you're done. You're just so done. And if you do have little children and you're having to spend some time with those children, and now there's some time for your wife, and there's no energy in you. Oh, sure, there you are on a chair or on the couch, but you're done. Or you're on your phone dealing with work some more or dealing with something else or watching sports. Gentlemen, we've got to have that moment every single day where our wife knows she has our 100% attention, to give it to her. My wife and I used to call this couch time. It wasn't ever really on the couch, but when Daddy would come home, and I would greet the kids, and they were always eager to see me. And then I said, it's time for Mom and Daddy to have some couch time. And this is before I really got down and played with them, unless my wife was right in the middle of doing something and said, hey, go play with the kids. We'll have couch time in 20 minutes or something. But when we sat down or sat at the kitchen bar, which is where it usually was, the dinner was going, different things like that. The kids learned that unless there was blood or someone stopped breathing, you better not interrupt Mom and Dad time. You could be over there on the floor playing. You could be there somewhat in the kitchen, but don't be distracting us. Don't be loud or we can't be talking. We're having adult conversation. And I was just giving my wife 100% of my attention because she was the most important relationship in the room. Yes, I love my children. I love all my children. But now most of them have grown and left, and I have my wife. And that's who was there in the kitchen 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 34 years ago. So that relationship is super important to me, and I want to make it a priority. So guys, what do you need to do to make it a priority? There needs to be that 15, 20, maybe 30 minutes every day that your wife knows she has your undivided attention. Now, her attention might be divided, but that's up to you to win that over. I don't think she'll mind putting down the phone or the iPad or getting off the computer to sit down and have a cup of tea or a cup of coffee or a wine or whatever it is. The two of you, just the two of you, doing this thing called conversation, talking, communicating back and forth, having dialogue, sharing emotions. Maybe it goes on for 40 minutes, 45 minutes. Hey, if you don't have kids, it might could go on for 90 minutes, and who knows where it'll lead. But that's where I think we're missing it here in America. We've gotten so busy. We come home, turn on a TV, we turn on this, we turn on that. We call on Alexa to play music or to give us an update. And the next thing you know, we haven't had a really good conversation with our wife. How crazy is that, right? That's nuts. So guys, figure out what you need to do. Have some really good conversations, maybe even some long conversations with your wives this week. And maybe try to have at least one 15 to 20 minute moment with your wife every evening right there in the living room or the dining room or the kitchen that's not leading immediately to the bedroom. But I bet it'll pay some dividends in the bedroom. So that's a little bit of advice from an older guy that has found that to be pretty successful for himself. God bless you guys. Talk to you tomorrow.